This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good day, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking. I'm glad to be with you. Glad to bring a message from the Bible. Today I want to read in the Gospel by Luke and chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, beginning at verse 18. This is Jesus of Nazareth in the synagogue in Nazareth, reading from Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." The last two times we were reading in Luke chapter 4 these verses and thinking about Christ being the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 61 in the Old Testament, a prophecy written approximately 700 years before, a prophecy that hadn't been fulfilled in 700 years, but now in this day, in Nazareth, in the synagogue, he says, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." And we have previously been thinking of what the Spirit of the Lord had anointed him to do, and we thought firstly of him coming to preach the gospel to the poor, and him also being sent to heal the brokenhearted. And today we come to the following thing that it mentions in the verse. It says, to proclaim liberty to the captives. So we think of people who are in bondage. We think of people who are captives. We think of people who are in slavery. And this is what he came to do. He came to set them free. And we think of what this captivity may involve. I'm thinking of a conversation that he had with Jewish people in John's Gospel chapter 8. And he said in that chapter that those who commit sin are slaves of sin. And we know, of course, in the world today, many people think that they are free. Perhaps they think we live in a free world. We live in a free country. We are not in prison. We are free to move around. We're free to come. We're free to go. We're free to do what we want. But those who are free to do what they want are really not free, because he says, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And if we ask the question, well, who are these people that he is referring to? Who are the people who commit sin? Well, the Bible answers it. The Bible says, all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God. So we all have committed sins. We all commit sins. And so because of that, he's telling us that we are slaves of sin. So people think they are free, but in reality, they are not. And people think that they are stronger than sin. People think that they could do it or they could not do it. It's their own choice. But we know that we may try not to, but it's stronger than us. It is a bondage that people are in. And sad to think that people live in bondage. People never break free from sin. And they live in sin and they die in sin and then take the consequences eternally. But here there's good news, because he says the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. And among other things, it says that he has been sent to proclaim liberty to the captives. People who are captivated by sin, people who are held by sin that is stronger than them, they can be set free. We know himself concerning him that he was free from sin. The only one in himself who was free from sin, for we read in the New Testament that he did no sin. We read that he knew no sin. We read it in him is no sin. And we think of his ministry here when he was bringing help and bringing healing and bringing blessing to so many other people. But what a strange thing it was that he who was free from sin, he allowed himself to be arrested by sinners, and he allowed them to make him a prisoner. He stood there as they came to arrest him, and he allowed them to tie his hands together and to lead him to his trial. And then, of course, we read of him as a result of the trial going on to the cross. And we think of him there on the cross. He who was free from sin, he allowed them to nail him to the cross so that nails would physically hold him to the cross. But when he was on that cross, he was doing something wonderful. We know that it was more than a physical story, more than just him being crucified by the Roman authorities. Many men were crucified by Roman authorities, and that was normal at that time. But here was someone who was unique, and here was something that was unique. The reason why he was there was so that people who were in the bondage of sin could be set free. And so because of that, he took upon himself the sin of others, sins that he had not done, sins that he had not committed, sins that he could not commit. He took them on himself in judgment when God, we read, put sins on him. God made him to be sin for us, we read, he who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And he took that all on himself at Golgotha's cross. And he suffered for sins, and he was on that cross for about 6 hours. And then at the end of the 6 hours on the cross, with a loud voice, he said, "It is finished." He had done enough to set people free from sin. And he died for our sins. He was buried, but then 3 days later, he rose again. And in that conversation that he had with those Jewish people in John's Gospel, chapter 8, he reminded them, he told them that whoever commits sin is the slave of sin. But he went on to say that the Son can make them free. And he, of course, himself is the Son of God. He who went into the suffering and the bondage of Calvary, he did that so that those who are held captive by sin can be set free. And he says, if the Son makes you free, that's himself, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. You will be truly free. And he also says in verse 32 of that chapter that the truth makes free. The truth shall set you free. And if we ask what the truth is, that's himself, because he also said, "I am the truth." And so here is a message of hope. Here is a message of good news today for those of us who are held by sin. Perhaps we're trying to break free. Maybe we're trying our hardest. We're trying our best to be free from sinful habits. But we know that it's not in us. But how good to know that it's in Jesus Christ, who came to set us free from sin, that ultimately we might be where he is in heaven, in the glory, in that place where there will be no more sin. And those who trust in him, Paul says as he writes to the Romans, that they are made free from sin, so that sin no longer has that controlling power. It doesn't have that overbearing influence in our lives, that we can live for God's glory, live a life of righteousness, a life of holiness, a life that pleases God. If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Thank you for listening. You're welcome to contact me on my email address. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.